Now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news.
Charlie, there's been a rise in the number of kids experimenting with drugs in recent years. According to one government study, in part, that rise in drug use was inspired by what?
The Bush administration.
Actually, indirectly, you're correct. But specifically, what program of the Bush administration?
The anti-drug program of the Bush administration.
Exactly right. Specifically, government anti-drug ads. You know, the ones on TV that you see all the time?
I really want my brain to be a fried egg.
Exactly.
Whoa!
You're like, that looks tasty.
Yeah.
Since 1998, the federal government has spent $1.4 billion on a series of anti-drug ads aimed at young people. It shows stoned people having all kinds of disasters because they're taking drugs. Turns out kids seeing the ads basically respond, wow, people do drugs. Can I get me some of that? Drug use, particularly among the young viewers the ads are aimed for, have increased, and even weirder, the government spent $200 million on more such ads after they found out they didn't work. I mean, what are they smoking?
That is less surprising, in fact.
Yeah. Really, yeah, that's actually, that makes more sense.
Reminds me of another war.
Yeah.
So here with this bunch, they've got a war on drugs that causes drug use. They've got a war on terrorism that causes terrorism. You know, if you set these guys loose on, like, an endangered woodpecker or something, you could probably...
I know.
You know, you bring those suckers right back. You know what I mean? Let's declare war on the white rhinoceros.